93.2 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 10 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Anita Savage. Commuters are being urged to be patient when the T3 Bankstown rail line between Sydenham and Bankstown closes next week to be converted to a metro line. Jefferson Shaw reports.
Once the rail line shuts down next Monday, getting from Bankstown to Sydenham will take public transport users 40 minutes instead of the usual 23. Free buses will be replacing trains until the completion of the line, estimated by late 2025. Transport Minister Jo Haylin says contractors have a 12-month delivery plan and they'll hold them to that, although she concedes delays are still possible. She says the major conversion for the new metro line will be worth it for the turn-up-and-go driverless service. At Sydenham Station, Jefferson Shaw, Hope News.
Abusers who persistently and deliberately breach court orders meant to prevent them tormenting others will face increased penalties as part of changes to the state's domestic violence laws. The reforms passed Parliament last night. Among other changes, using technology to track another person's activities has been explicitly defined as stalking, and parents granted sole custody of a child will also be able to apply to change the child's name. Two inmates have been charged for their alleged roles in supplying drugs to a correctional centre in the Hunter region. Police allege the pair were part of a wider Dahlia dealer scheme, supplying drugs with an estimated value of $250,000 to the prison. The 31-year-old and 23-year-old men are alleged members of the Alameddine organised crime network. Subsidised courses are being rolled out across the state to address workforce shortages in the tourism industry. Max White reports.
Having reached nearly $53 billion of annual visitor expenditure in the year to June, the New South Wales visitor economy is Australia's biggest. Thus, more pathways are being created to encourage school leavers and job seekers to work in the sector. TAFE is partnering with Destination New South Wales to develop and deliver three new training programs jointly funded by the federal government. They include a modernised Certificate 3 in Tourism, as well as a number of in-person and online courses. The programs aim to help grow the state's workforce in the sector to 450,000.
US prosecutors have charged a man arrested near Donald Trump's Florida golf course with the attempted assassination of a presidential candidate. Ryan Routh already faces up to 20 years behind bars on two gun-related charges. He now faces a maximum sentence of life in prison if convicted on the new, more serious charge of attempting to assassinate the president. Former president. Interstate police are now involved in a new search to find the body of missing Ballarat woman Samantha Murphy. Christine Ahern reports.
Detectives from the Missing Persons Squad, Victoria Police, officers from New South Wales and the Australian Federal Police are all involved in this fresh search. It began yesterday in Grenville, south of Ballarat, near where Samantha Murphy's mobile phone was found in May. It's been described by police as a targeted search and will resume today. Ballarat man Patrick Stevenson has been charged with Samantha Murphy's murder. He's not cooperating with police while in custody. Police have urged the public not to attend the search area.
The AFL's ticketing system has been hacked, resulting in the cancellation of grand final ticket barcodes. Jordan Tunbridge reports.
A major breach days out from the AFL grand final. Some tickets have been illegally downloaded via the league's event office platform, prompting a police investigation. As a result, barcodes for several corporate hospitality experience tickets have been cancelled and will be reissued later in the week. Impacted experiences include Before the Bounce, Crown Grand Final Breakfast, Grand Final Plus Pass, The Hassett Room, Ultimate Nobu and Ultimate Suite. The Grand Final is completely sold out, with both AFL and competing club member allocations exhausted. Successful applicants can access their tickets in their Ticketek wallets from 10 o'clock this morning.
Hope Weather.
Cloudy today, a medium chance of showers and also possible thunderstorms from late this afternoon, but most likely this evening. Winds northerly 20 to 30 kilometres an hour, tending northwesterly in the middle of the day. A top of 30 degrees is forecast for the city, up to 31 in the west. Right now it's 23 in the city, 20 degrees in the west. Tomorrow, rainy and windy with a top of 18. Friday, rain and 19, a shower or two and 21 on Saturday. And that's the latest Hope News. I'm Anita Savage.
Sydney's Hope.
1032.
Parenting a child experiencing autism isn't easy. There's the long wait lists, accessibility of services, and high cost of support. And the big questions. Will they become independent, find a career and meaningful relationships? At Autism 360, our multidisciplinary team of professionals work with you to build capacity for your child and your entire family from a perspective that only comes from lived experience. Check out autism360.com.au because you were never meant to do this alone. Station sponsor.
Every relationship deserves the best support. Station sponsor Catholic Care Sydney offers pre-marriage education and relationship enrichment for couples paving the way for a happy future. Marriage and relationship education services help you build a strong foundation for a lifetime of love, whether you're newly engaged or married for years. Catholic Care expert interdenominational facilitators will offer you guidance tailored to your relationship. For more information, search for marriage at catholiccare.org.
Between Wilton and Douglas Park, roadworks on the Hume motorway affecting traffic in both directions. At Parramatta, crash on Church Street near the Great Western Highway. Chiloris Centenary Drive remains busy at times going northbound. And Kensington, the crash on Anzac Parade. Some extra space on the road would be nice. And for more space at home, declutter with Storage King. Visit storageking.com.au today. The kings of storage, moving and more. Station sponsor. I'm Ian. That's the latest Sydney Traffic on Hope 1032.
On air, online, on your phone. Hope 1032 is with you wherever you are.
Baby brain. I've heard about it. Obviously not experienced it. Maybe you have. Up next on Hope Mornings, baby brain. Could well be that scientists have demonstrated that during pregnancy, a mum's brain is reorganized. This is Coldplay, Hope 1032.
I know that this could hurt me bad. I know that this could feel like that, but I just can't stop. That my defenses drop. I know that I was born to kill any angel on my windowsill, but it's so dark inside. I throw the windows wide. I know, la la.
This is for
1032.
There's been so many times I got it so wrong, and a couple that I got it just right. I've seen the view from the top of the world, and the sorrow by the bitter graveside. I've seen some prayers get answered, and I've heard my share of no's, but there's never been a moment that you let me go. I've been uptown, I've been downtown, in the spotlight. But there's some lessons that I haven't quite learned. One thing I know is you've been so kind to me, sweeter than a man could ever deserve. Cause we got that love from up above, and if it's all we ever get, we got enough. Better hold on tight, yo, no matter what. We got that never gonna leave us kind of Tennessee hills got me counting a blessing or two. Those moments in time, the best in my life, they all come from you. I've been uptown, I've been downtown, in the spotlight, I've been face down. I see so much, might not know much,
but there ain't nothing sweeter than his love.
Toby Mac on Hope 103.2. Baby brain is not something I've experienced. Maybe you have. I've heard a lot about it. During pregnancy, giving birth, having kids, mums can experience their minds not quite doing what they used to do. And there's an article recently published in Nature Neuroscience Journal that may support what you've been living with. Scientists doing MRI imaging of an expectant mum's mind, and they found that during pregnancy, her brain, in before and after shots, reorganized the gray and the white matter. Although this article I'm reading, summarizing the research, doesn't actually explain what the reorganizing led to. What were the changes in this expectant mum? And also being pointed out is that this is a case study of one woman. But those who have done this research are hoping that they can go on to test more, and so more can be understood about the minds of mums, because this research might be ringing enormous bells with you. The experience that you had through pregnancy and on the other side with your brain, you've been wondering what's been going on. It might actually have been reorganized by the whole process. Hope Mornings, Amanda Marshall.
I have given, and got none. Still I'm driven by something I can't explain. It's not a cross, it is a choice. I cannot help but hear his voice. I only wish that I could listen without shame.
103.2.
Citizens on Hope 103.2, and more than half of Australia's citizens would like to be able to access their super whenever they want. According to research being done by a financial comparison company, Mozo, about 56% of those surveyed would love to be able to access their super right about now or whenever they want, whereas at the moment, super can only be accessed earlier under specific circumstances, such as for medical treatments. Otherwise, there's a preservation age, and that age is between 55 and 60 if you have retired. But if you are still working, you cannot draw on your super until you're 65 or older.
Hope 103.2, rain, hail or shine. Let's keep pressing on in hope.
Here's a story about two stories from station sponsor Spannenberg & Son. David and Jenny wanted to help their son and daughter-in-law by having them move in with them, but space was limited, especially with the new baby. Spannenberg suggested the perfect solution, a first floor addition. With in-house design and approvals, plus their personal site project manager, it was a convenient one-stop shop. Add a story to your story. Inquire today to get your personal appraisal at yourhomeextension.com.au.
At Wormshire, we believe that Jesus came to give life to the fullest. And yet today, people across the world are suffering in poverty, struggling to survive, and living without hope. That's why, for over 80 years, WorldShare has been transforming lives, breaking the cycle of poverty and restoring hope through education, health programs, and sharing the gospel. To find out how you can transform lives through Jesus' love, go to worldshare.org.au. Station sponsor.
Hope 103.2.
Oh, love, love is the feeling that you feel. But if you open up, no, I won't let you fall, my dear. Under the surface, we're all just the same. Follow me, darling, for you I'll be brave. Oh, love, love is a feeling that you feel. Take your time. I promise I'll return it to you safely. But under the surface, we're all just the same. Follow me, darling, for you I'll be brave. Oh, love, when will you lend yourself to me? Take your time.
Warming up, and so is Hope 103.2.
In the snow. Hope 1032.
You are the reason for life, the air is summer. You're taking hold of my heart, and there's no doubt in me. Your love is unexplainable phenomenon. And what your grace has done is nothing but a miracle. So tell me, how could I ever turn away from you? When you've always been the way, the life, and the truth. You've given me a new heart to reality. I'm living for the one who set me free. You've given me a vision better than a dream. You ain't gotta wake me up, it's not a fantasy. My friends keep saying I'll change, I'm acting different now. They wanna know what I know, they want the truth, and so I told them if you're free on Friday, come to youth with me. Leave your past right at the door, and you'll never be alone. You've given me a new heart, true reality. I'm living for the one who set me free. You've given me a vision better than a dream. You ain't gotta wake me up at all. You turn my life right upside down. You set
be the same. My heart's forever changed. I know the old me is over and buried in the grave. I don't care what they say, cause I'll never be ashamed of his love that saved me. 180, the type that's never fading.
Young and Free on Hope 103.2. If only we'd known that the shape within onions hadn't officially been named, we could have done it. But it's taken a bunch of mathematicians in a recent edition of Nature Journal to point out that the shape of an onion or a nautilus shell or even some architectural design, they call it soft cells, which are rounded shapes capable of filling a space entirely thanks to specific deformed corner cusps. I don't understand what that means either. I would have just called it onion shape. So would you. But now they've beaten us to it. Soft cells.
Here we go again.
Gorgi, strap yourselves in for series 3 of She Wasn't Born Yesterday. I'm Janet.
And I'm Amelia. And we'll be chatting with some amazing guests.
Starting with Professor Georgina Long, co-medical director of Melanoma Institute Australia, about how to save our skins.
And from Australian of the Year to Financial Planner of the Year expert, Michelle Stone explains how to boss your money.
We talk to a mental health GP about all things ADHD.
And the very sobering topic of women abused by clergy.
And so much more. She Wasn't Born Yesterday, new series, starts October on Apple Pods, Spotify or the Hope 103.2 app. We look forward to your company.
Hope 103.2's care line is a listening ear when you need it most. When life is overwhelming, when times are tough, when you just need someone to talk to who will listen, care and pray with you. You're not alone. The Hope 103.2 care line is there for you. Call 722 75533 to confidentially speak with one of our trained Hope 103.2 care line volunteers. 722 75533. Or at hope1032.com.au.
I'm Angie.
I'm David.
And we met on Christian Connection.
Well, it was a moment of vulnerability, but I just felt like it was the right thing to do.
Knowing that it was Christian Connection, I was like, I think a better chance of finding someone like-minded in faith than anywhere else.
The faith thing was the most important.
It kind of lit up when he was talking about his faith and his passions. That really drew me on that first date.
I really do owe everything to Christian Connection to then let God do the work behind the scenes.
Find your true love story at station sponsor Christian Connection. And start connecting today.
When you go solar with Solar Heart, you'll join the smart Aussies lowering their energy bills with every sunrise. And right now, you can save up to $1,000 on Solar Heart solar power systems, including our revolutionary new Silhouette bifacial panels with a Solar Heart 30-year Australian warranty. To save up to $1,000 today and reduce your energy bills for years to come, get smart. Get Solar Heart. Terms and conditions apply.
Station sponsor.
What do you do when you receive a malicious email, an angry phone call, or on the receiving end of an abusive dialogue? Most of us attempted to react directly and immediately. We want to defend ourselves, to even hit back and score some points of our own. Or if we're a different sort of person, we may just suffer in silence, assuming all the bad things said about us are true. Neither response is helpful. It's best to let things cool down a bit before responding. Words said in haste or anger are rarely constructive. Such words can't be unsaid despite sincere apologies. Launching a counterattack simply adds fuel to the fire. Lots of heat, but very little light. Taking a deep breath before responding doesn't mean being a doormat, doesn't mean burying the issue. We choose to let what really matters come to the surface instead of hitting out wildly. It means we choose to respond rather than react. I'm David Ray.
Hope 1032.
Refreshing, fun and life-giving.
But you know, my heart is divided. And my lips have worshipped many idols. You seem so far, while I need you to be close. And my doubts are at war with what I used to know. But for me, it is good to be near you. I have made the sovereign God my refuge. I will tell of all that you've done for me. How you cleansed and set me.
It's good to be near. It's good to be near. It's good to be near. It's good to be near.
Welcome me home, like I've never gone astray. The orphan child has found a family. I give in to your kindness and I melt in your embrace. In you my past needs grace, grace, grace. In you my past needs grace, grace, grace. But for me, it is good to be near you. I have made the sovereign God my refuge. I will tell of all that you've done for me. How you cleansed and set me.
It is good to be near. It's 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 good to be near.
Sydney's Hope.
That's Pink on Hope 103.2. Hey, I'm Ben, and I heard a great backstory about a new song that was recently released, and I wanted to share it with you. So I got to have a chat with John Mike, who is a Sydney-based singer and songwriter working with local rapper MC Connect. Firstly, John Mike, where are you originally from?
Originally, I come from Kenya. Yeah.
How long have you been in Sydney?
Roughly 8-9 months now.
Oh, yeah. Why did you come?
They all ask that.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, I really like my family, and it's been a while since I've actually been together with them for like 10 plus years. I always knew I was going to come here, but it's just like took a while to get there. And now that I'm here, I really love the place, like beautiful people. Yeah, get to share my music with them.
Yeah, now I want to get onto your music because so you moved here because you've got family members here and you're making music with your brother-in-law who goes by the name of MC Connect, and your musical name is?
Saul Malachi. Do you want to know how I found that name?
You beat me to my question, mate. Yeah. Okay, all right. No, tell us.
So my mom is really Christian, and she's always had these values where I just need to stick to them. And I was like, if I'm trying to make something of myself, I really like love to like show my mom in that scene. And then I picked out the name Malachi from the Bible.
Oh, yeah, in the Old Testament.
In the Old Testament. And then I decided to add the SR because not many people can sing. And I was like, yeah, God knighted me this power to spread my truth. So I'm just going to say Saul Malachi is here to sing for you.
And you're looking to spread truth in many ways through your music. And right. Your latest track, and I'm sorry, John Mike, I'm not going to be able to pronounce the name. You say what the name is.
Tufurahiane.
There's always time to be sad, cause I'm feeling summer vibes. Throw your hands up in the sky, and let me see if we can vibe. Tufurahiane.
Now, one of the reasons I want to talk to you about this is because I know that when you were writing this song, you're a guy who a lot of your music, even though you're a young bloke, you tend to write a lot of sad songs, right?
That's right, yeah.
And actually, before I get to what's different about this track, why do you do that? Why write about sad stuff?
I found it hard most of the time when I was young to interact with most people because I just like thought the worst of me. Once I got to know them, I'm like, they're really not bad people. So I just need to sit down, reflect, and write what I felt about those people. And I was like, it's really not doing me any good.
What's not doing you any good?
Writing songs about bad people.
Ah.
Because, yeah, I didn't think I was a bad person.
Yeah. So is it like dwelling in negative things? Is that what it was like?
I used to do that a lot.
And, including in your music?
Including my music. And I decided to write about a sad song, which is a happy song.
Well, hang on, what? So this is the new track, right?
Yeah, this is the
and
new track.
And pronounce it again, the name?
Tufurahiane.
Sure. And so it's a mix of sad and happy, which means what?
I wrote it in a very sad tone, but the message, if you're trying to look deep into it, because that's what I used to do most of the time, look deep into everything. And I was like, if you're trying to look deep into this song and just say, there's no reason for me to be sad anymore, let's just all be happy.
But there still are often many reasons for us to be sad.
That's right, yeah.
But are you saying that you deliberately chose to write something that sounds sad but it's happy?
Yeah.
As a reminder of what?
As a reminder of just like life happens, just try to deal with it the best you can and not have yourself accountable for what people may think of you while doing it.
So it sounds a little bit like, and I know you're way too young to even know this song, but like that song, Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Yeah.
What you're getting at, you're really encouraging us through your music that even if things are sad,
right,
to what, remember that not just that life happens, but that things can get better or maybe even things are, like to be grateful for what you've got. Is that, am I reading too much into this, John Mike?
No, you're actually doing what I want you to do. That's right. Yeah. I just want to say that, it's never that serious, you know? There's hope. I felt like everything bad that happened to me is because I trusted a lot of people. And then I just figured out that those people are out there living their lives, just doing their best. And I'm still stuck in whatever they did to me. So I was like, you know what, just going to write a good song. But I do still feel sad, you know.
From Kenya to Sydney, that is singer-songwriter John Mike, better known to you as Sir Malachi, Sir Malachi. You can find him on all the socials and also wherever you get music online nowadays. And quick word of caution, Sir Malachi and MC Connect's tracks have adult themes and content.
Hope 1032.
It's time for Christian Jobs Australia Jobs of the Week. There are fantastic jobs right now in Christian schools across Australia, including teaching, admin, finance, chaplaincy, and many more. If you're looking for a rewarding and exciting school or teaching job that shares your values, you can apply today at christianjobs.com.au or tell a friend who you think would be perfect for the job. You can apply for or view many more jobs at station sponsor christianjobs.com.au or on the Christian Jobs app.
Hope 1032. What have I told you that I love you? What have I showed you just how much? I would do anything to hold you, give everything to prove my love. Yeah.
Till we get back home.
place your sentiment in the things we lack. 'Cause when we're together, we're home. Won't be
one radio station everyone can agree on. Sydney's Hope 103.2.
Thank you. 103.2 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 11 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Anita Savage. A funeral service is being held this morning for two boys allegedly murdered by their mother in the Blue Mountains. Jefferson Shaw reports.
9-year-old Ben and 11-year-old Russell Smith were found dead by their father in their Falcon Bridge home earlier this month. Their mother, Trish, has been charged with murder after allegedly stabbing the two. Nick Smith has described his sons as happy, funny and outgoing, very much loved by their family and friends. The brothers will be farewelled during a church service in Springwood this morning. Jefferson Shaw, Hope News.
Two inmates who are allegedly Alameddine associates have been charged for their alleged roles in supplying drugs to the state's prisons. Katie Fuller reports.
Crime Squad detectives have been investigating a drug supply chain in Sydney which uses dialer-dealer phones. Officers discovered a syndicate operating in a correctional facility at Cessnock. Six people are already before court for their alleged roles. Two men, aged 23 and 31, have now been arrested at Silverwater Jail, accused of being part of the group. Police will allege they're members of the Alameddine crime network and assisted with supplying drugs with an estimated value of $250,000 to a prison.
The Prime Minister has refused to confirm or deny reports the government is looking at potential changes to negative gearing. The Herald's quoting an unnamed Labor official who says the party is considering its options and has asked Treasury for modelling. Cabinet Minister Amanda Rishworth says negative gearing isn't party policy, but Anthony Albanese says from time to time the public service will look at different policy ideas.
That's because we value them, we have our housing policy. It's out there for all to see. It's currently being blocked at the risk of being partisan here. It's currently being blocked by a coalition of the Liberals, the Nationals and the Greens in the Senate.
All Tasmanian public schools will be fully funded in 5 years, with the Prime Minister urging remaining states to follow suit. Noah Seckham reports from